Blessed be the name of the Lord. Will somebody lift up your voice and give God praise tonight? Will you lift up your voice and give God thanks tonight? Give God thanks for you seeing the last Wednesday of the month of June. Come on, somebody give Him praise. Give Him praise, give Him praise. He's worthy. There is no God like Him. He is worthy. Our God is worthy of praise. Father, we give you praise. Father, we appreciate you. You are a mighty God. We thank you so much, Father. We bless you, Lord God Almighty. Creator of the ends of the earth, we bless you. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Neno gavasha tela menando sosia menante. Clemeno gavarato sosia beratus. Oh, Father, we bless you. Father, we bless you. Zeno Kabaratush. Somebody give Him praise. Somebody give Him praise. Somebody give Him praise. Oh, Father, we give you praise. What a mighty God you are. Father, we give you praise. Come on, somebody give Him praise. Somebody give Him praise. Somebody give Him praise, because God is worthy. God is worthy. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yet again, we are before the Lord. Having been with the Lord all the day, fasting and believing Him for great things to happen in your life and in your family, we're about to hear the word and to take the communion. Your destiny is in your hand. It's not in the hands of anybody. Your destiny is not in the hand of this nation. Your destiny is not in the hand of the devil. In fact, your destiny is not even in the hands of God. The truth is, your destiny is in your hand. What you do determines what God will respond to. I set before you heaven and earth, He says. I set before you heaven, and I set before you hell. I set before you blessing. I set before you curses. He said, choose. So your decision to choose and to choose rightly is what determines your destiny. I want you to lift up your voice tonight and pray that, Lord, by the word and the communion coming tonight, that my decisions will be made aright in the name of Jesus. I will be empowered to take the right decision. Come on, somebody, lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Will somebody pray there? Will somebody pray? Come on, somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Inala veswatela menatush. Seke radusasya menante. Kleberato shananano. Shenanano. Take it down. Zena klaberato. Shenana klabeto sasya menandush. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Again and again, Lord, you have reminded us that you are not Santa Claus. You are a covenant-keeping God. You are a God that keeps covenant. You are a God that honors your word. Once again, I'm asking you, Father, that you will honor your word tonight. Yes, Lord. Honor your word tonight. Yes, Lord. You are God that confirmed the words of your servant. Honor your word tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's be seated with a big clap offering unto the Lord. If you're already seated, in the same way, give Him a clap offering. Once again, I welcome you to your year of awesome deeds in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Can I hear someone say with confidence, 2021 is my year for awesome deeds?
2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
Will you say it with confidence? 2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let me start by saying that God's word is dependable. God's word is dependable. God's word is reliable. Nezotia manantosh. Just for a minute, let's lift up our hands and praise the name of the Lord. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus.
Come on now, come on, let's lift up our hands.
Hallelujah.
And just praise the Lord.
Name,
lift up your hands and praise the Lord. Deswatila mena, graposhananata, nezoziamenatus, go break it avasta. Come on, somebody praise him, just for a moment, praise him. Let's praise him. He's about to do something in my life, in your life.
Hallelujah.
I believe God strongly for you tonight. I believe God strongly for you tonight.
Oh,
thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says that God's word is tried, tested 7 times, and every time it passed the test. Every time the word of God was put to test, the word of God passed it. So the word of God cannot fail in your life.
Amen.
God's word is so dependable. God's word is so reliable. You can stake your whole life in it. His word has never failed anyone. The word has never failed anybody. I tell you the truth. The greatest joy of your life is when you come to know the integrity of God's word. Like you are knowing it right now. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, we'll be concluding on the series, Kingdom Focus for Enlargement. And I think this is part 5. Hallelujah. This is part 5. And in this part 5, I want to share with us, briefly, the few moments we have left, 7 pointers to show that these 7 pointers are evidence to show, to prove to you, to give you comfort, to give you a pointer that you are focused on the kingdom of God. With these 7 things working on your life, you can be sure that your focus is in the kingdom of God. You know, God is not a sympathizer of men. He doesn't sympathize. He follows his word. He's a principled God. Very, very principled. You know, take for instance, if it is sympathy that makes God to act, God would have acted in the people of India. You go to certain places in India, multitudes and multitudes, they are living in poverty and dying. Go to Africa, the same thing happening. But yet, God is in heaven. Why? He will not break his word. I want you to understand this word. God will not break his word. When God sees faith, God will move. And may your faith come alive today.
Amen.
May your faith come alive today.
Amen.
Your faith coming alive is not just for you alone, but for you and your family and for your community and for the nations.
Amen.
So I want you to gather muscle. I want you to gather strength. Can you get what I'm saying? I want you to see beyond your periphery. See beyond where you are right now. God is about to do something great on this earth. And he's looking for people that he will move on their behalf. When God sees faith, God will move. God will see faith in your life today.
Amen.
God will see faith in you today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Pointer number 1. You have to be addicted to God. If you are addicted to God, you know that you are focused on the kingdom. If you are addicted to God, you know some people, they are so addicted to their mobile phone. They are addicted to it. They are sleeping, it's in their hands. They are so addicted to it. They go to the washroom, it's with them. Everywhere they go to, it's with, they are eating, they are looking at it. They are sleeping and they are dreaming of it. Why? They are addicted to it. It's like alcohol. When someone is addicted to alcohol, he cannot do without alcohol. He wakes up in the morning, the first thing he takes is alcohol. He's having hangover. Instead of him to go and rest or take something to remove the hangover, he takes more alcohol. Why? He's addicted to alcohol. Listen to me, people of God. Addiction has its negative side and it also has its positive side. Positive when you are addicted to God. That's one thing that does not have a side effect. Your addiction to God has no side effect. And if you are not addicted to God, I tell you the truth, you are not yet focused on the kingdom of God. And enlargement is not in sight. But when you are addicted to God, I mean, when I'm talking of addiction, I mean, it fills your mind. It fills your mind. Wake up in the morning, his thoughts is all over you. You engage him in prayer. You leave the prayer room as you are going to walk. There's a song in your heart to worship him. There's a song in your heart to praise him. As you are going to school, there's a song in your heart to worship him. Even in school or in your workplace, there's a word in your heart that is addiction to God. So you hear somebody like Elijah. Elijah said, God, I've been very jealous of you. Hallelujah. I've been very jealous. Why? He's addicted to... Elijah was a man, a prophet, addicted to God. He said, oh God, I've been very, very jealous of you. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 10 and verse 14. The same words Elijah spoke in those two verses. The same word. Look at what he said. He said, I have been very zealous. That's what this translation says. One other translation says, I've been very, very jealous for the Lord my God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life. This is a vital proof of being on God's side. This is a, you see, when you are jealous for God, you understand that? You see, when you are jealous for God, it shows. You yourself, you will know that you are in love with this man. Tell me, those of you that are married, that somebody is playing with your hi-fi, somebody is playing with your wife or your husband, and you will just there, you say you are not jealous, then you don't have true love. Elijah said, I'm very, very jealous of my God. You have to be jealous of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, look at how Paul puts it. Because of this love, this addiction Paul had for God, he said, nothing can separate me from the love of God. Look at that. Let's look at it in Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Beginning from verse 35, it's a long read there. He said, who? In fact, the Living English Translation says, can anything, because this one I say who, but I love that one, I say can anything could include who, it could include situation. He said, can anything separate us from the love of Christ? Can anything separate us? Why? Because Paul was addicted to God. Heavily addicted. You see, if you are not addicted to God, then you have not started. You are not focused yet. You are still on the, you are from afar seeing it. But to be in it where things happen. I tell you the truth. Look at that. He says, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. Yet, I like that. You know, some people, if they are persecuted, that's the end of their evangelism. That's the end. In fact, if they are persecuted, that's the end of whatever they are doing for God. Say, look, enough is enough. But not this example that Paul is giving to us. He said, yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He didn't just say we are conquerors. He said we are more than conquerors. I like that. More than conquerors. We can overcome. That's what he's saying. Because conquerors are people who have overcome. And the Bible says we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, verse 38, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Did you see that? Did you see that? I want you to take note of that. Glory to God. He was so addicted to God. So addicted to God that they took him, they stoned him. And the people thought he was dead. They left him for dead. But when he noticed that the people have gone and believers were around him as they were praying, Paul got up. Hallelujah. Nothing could separate that man. Not even death. Death could not take him. He had to go on his own terms. That is what it means to be addicted. The same thing happened to Elijah. Elijah had to go on his own terms. He said, you know, God, I'm going to go. He knew when it was time to go. Not sickness, not accident, nothing. You shall not die by accident.
Amen.
You shall not die by sickness.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Please, be addicted to God. Elijah said, I'm jealous for the Lord my God. Be addicted to him. Men that are addicted to God, they live a very unique life. The same thing with the Apostle Peter. He said, my time to be offered has come. He knew when it started. You see, when you walk with this God in this point that I'm telling you, being addicted to God. Maroko Tosia Manata. Number two, you have to be passionate for souls to come into the kingdom of God. You have to be passionate for souls. You see, soul winning is everybody's business in the kingdom. It's not for some people. That's what Jesus made us to understand. And I love what the Bible says. You see, because it is for everybody, some people are doing it because of compulsion. But please, don't do it because of compulsion. Because if you do it by compulsion, you won't get anything. You do it because of force. Because the pastor preached so much, he talked so much, so okay, no, let me just... No. You won't do it. Look at what Apostle Paul says concerning souls. He said, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16 to 17, he said, for if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. Now look at verse 17. This is what I'm interested in. He said, for if I do this willingly, I have a reward. Did you see that? If I do it from a willing heart, I have a reward. If I do it without willingness, I won't get the reward, but I will still have to do it. Look at that. He said that very clearly. He said, but if against my will, I have been entrusted with the stewardship. Even against your will, that means you won't get the reward. But for you to get the reward, do it. And You see, when you are passionate about it, when you are addicted to it, you will do it willingly. Like an alcoholic, for instance. I don't mean somebody who just drink alcohol. I mean somebody who is alcoholic. It is by choice, by willingness, he takes the alcohol first thing in the morning. That's what he used to rinse his mouth. He gargle it and swallow it. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? Why? He's addicted to it. It is a pointer that you are focused on the kingdom of God. It is a pointer, a strong pointer for that matter. So you could see Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because I know it is the power of God." The power of God. Do you want to see the power of God in your life? Then don't be ashamed of the gospel. If you want to see the power of God in your life, don't be ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God. You have to be addicted to it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Please understand that we have all been called, we have all been ordained to bring forth souls into the kingdom. All of us. From the highest to the lowest, from the lowest to the highest, all of us. And let me say this, all souls are equal in the sight of God. Whether the person is a roadside beggar who is homeless today or is working in an executive office in the highest office in the land, their souls are equal before God. So go for all souls, whether low or high. Look at John chapter 15, verse 16. The Bible says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have ordained you that you should bring forth fruit." I have ordained you that you should bring forth fruit. I ordained you. Are you understanding that? He was talking to all his disciples. And if you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, you have been ordained to bring forth fruit. Number three, addicted, having this passion for prayers. Amen. When prayer is still a burden to you, then you are yet not focused on the kingdom of God. I'm telling you the truth. When prayer becomes like food. You know, Jesus was doing evangelism one time. And they came, they said, "Jesus, please come and eat. We have brought food." He said, "I have food to eat that you do not know of." Why? They walk. Evangelism was like food to him. It was like food to him. So as you see yourself in prayer, it's a fuel for your spiritual energy. It's fueling your spiritual energy. That's what we see in the life of David. That's what we see in the life of Paul. That's what we see in the life of Moses. We saw it in the life of Abraham. Abraham stood in the place where he met with God and lifting up his voice to pray. All these men, they were men of prayers. They were addicted to God. So you could see in the book of Psalms 55 verse 7, the Bible says, "Evening, morning, and at noon I will pray." Did you see that? Evening, morning, and at noon I will pray. This one that you just pray once in the morning, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, and that's all? No. In fact, Paul the apostle said, "Pray without ceasing." Pray without ceasing. Does that mean every time I just kneel down and be praying? No. As you are doing whatever you are doing, you can be praying. The psalmist said, yeah, evening, morning, and at noon I will pray, and I will cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Listen to me, when it comes to the kingdom of God, a focused man is the one that prays tirelessly. You don't give up. You pray until you get the answer. When the answer has not come, you know that God is faithful, so you don't give up. You pray tirelessly. Tireless prayer is required for you to assume the place, to be enthroned into the place, into the blessing that God has for you. When it looks like it's not working, fire prayer more. Especially when you are doing every other thing right. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because prayer does not take away the principles of God. And the principles of God does not take away prayer. The two must go together. Prayer and the principles of God must work together. It is a must. Please, so understand me. When I'm talking of prayer now, I'm referring to the act of praying. You get what I'm talking about? It has its place. Principles has its place. I'm not talking of principles now, but in prayer, prayer must become a delight to you. How does it become a delight to you? Pray. Just pray. And you know, pray according to your level. When you get results, you will like to pray more. I tell you the truth. When you get a result, you saw the result, you will like to pray more. You prayed, you got a result, you will want to pray more. That's the way to it. Are you understanding that? Please, don't give up on the life of prayer. It is the life wire of every Christian. It is the life, prayer is the life wire, is the communicating channel of every child of God. Look at Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Now, Daniel had this situation that needs to be dealt with. They were trying to frame him. They could not. Now, look at verse 10. Of that scripture. After whatever they were doing. The Bible says, verse 10, chapter 6 of Daniel. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home and in his upper room and with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day. Take note. He knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since his early days. That's what I want to show you. It was his custom. Remember, we're reading from the book of Psalms. He said, in the morning and at noon will I pray. That's 3 times. And you get what I'm talking about. And here the Bible says, Daniel prayed 3 times. He prayed 3 times. As was his early days custom. It has been his lifestyle. That's what he does on a regular basis. There must be this eagerness for you to reach out to God in prayer. Eagerness to reach out to God in prayer. Lord, save souls in this land. It's not by might, it's not by power. Pour forth your spirit upon this land. Oh God, pour forth your spirit. Lord, let there be a revival in this land. Once again, visit this nation. Oh God, pour forth your spirit. What are you doing? You are focusing on the kingdom of God. And because you are focused on the kingdom of God, he brings enlargement your way. He brings blessings your way. Are you understanding that? Number 4, you have to be passionate for the word. That is, you must be addicted for the word of God. You must be addicted with the word of God. I tell you the truth, it's something that is necessary. It's something that is required for you to ascend your throne. Addiction to the word of God. My son, give attention to my words. Give attention to my words. That's Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Give attention to my words. You must be addicted to the word of God. Now, look at Psalm 119, verse 97 to verse 100. Oh, how I love your law. Did you see that? The law there refers to the word of God. It is my meditation all the day. The word of God is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, have made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Do you want to put down those that are competing with you, those that are harassing you? Get addicted, get passionate with the word of God. Wake up in the morning to the word of God. Take the word of God with you all through the day. Get the word in your mind, rolling it in your mind, thinking about the word of God and your situation. Look at verse 99. He said, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. Verse 100. He says, I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. Because I keep your precepts. When you keep the word of God, you'll be wiser than all your enemies put together. You'll be wiser. God makes you wiser when you are addicted to his word. When you walk with his word. Are you understanding me? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And in verse 162 of that same scripture, that same chapter, he said, I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. As one who finds great treasure. When you see the word of God, give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken, you should rejoice at it. You should be glad. Look at the scripture that we read today when we're taking the offering. He said, God is able to make all grace, every earthly favor, and every earthly blessing, every blessing and earthly favors to come upon you in abundance. I tell you the truth. You rejoice in it as one that has found great treasure, because it is. What you find in this world determines what will come in your hand. He says, so I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. That's why Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We live by the word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nego bashiantela. Number five, please. Be passionate for the kingdom. Amen. Be passionate for the kingdom. This is a strong requirement. Again and again, it's written all through the Bible. And Jesus capped it very well in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be passionate for the kingdom of God. Be addicted to the kingdom of God. You know, if you're addicted to something, you cannot do without it. I'm not this passionate for the kingdom of God because I'm a pastor. I was like this before I became a pastor. Just ask those that knew me before I became a pastor. It was there in me. Because I love the Lord. I was passionate about him. And I'm still passionate about him. Passionate about the kingdom means you are interested in the well-being of the kingdom. You are interested in the enlargement of the kingdom. You are interested in the advancement of the kingdom. This becomes your focus. It becomes your interest. It becomes your desires. Now, let's take a clue from this man called Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 1. Now, some folks came from Jerusalem. At this time, Nehemiah was a captive in Babylon. He was in Babylon. And then he got some people came back from, let's begin from chapter 1 as we read, okay, for purpose of time, let's start from verse 2. He said that Hanani, one of my brethren, came with men from Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. Did you see that? He was interested in Jerusalem. And when they told him of all the things that were happening in Jerusalem, the Bible says, so it was, verse 4, so it was when I heard these words that I sat down and I wept. And I mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. He went into fasting and praying. You see why this fasting and praying next week is very, very important for you? You want to win a soul for Christ? You think that the devil will just sit there and allow you to win the soul for Christ? You need to battle for that soul. You need to battle for that soul. The devil will not just give you a walkover. No. You need to battle for that soul. Just like Nehemiah in this place. He went into fasting when he heard of these things. And look at verse 5. And I said, I prayed, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandment. Please, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night. Did you see that? Day and night he was praying. Day and night he was involved with God. Do you want to enjoy enlargement in your life? Get involved day and night, crying on behalf. Look, listen to me. Every soul will not come to the love pavilion. There are many churches all over the places that are genuine. If they have to go there, let them go there, but pray them into such places. Of course, like I used to say to my sons, charity begins at home. Pray them, pray the ones that need to be in this place into this place. Day and night. This man, Nehemiah, was praying. Look at that. He says, for the children of Israel, your servant, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. In fact, he put himself amongst the sinners. Verse 7, he said, we have acted very corruptly against you, and have not kept the commandments, the statutes, and the ordinance which you commanded your servant Moses. And if you keep reading on, you will see his concern. You will see his genuine affection. You will see his mindset when it has to do with the kingdom of God. He was addicted to the kingdom of God. He was concerned for the well-being of the kingdom of God. The same thing we find in the life of this man called Gideon. He was concerned for the kingdom of God also. People of God, the time has come for you and I to take a stand for the kingdom of God. It begins from your closet. It starts from your prayer lifestyle. It starts from the way you read the Bible. It starts from your love for God. Now, you may not be able to go out to go and preach now because of the pandemic, but what stops you from praying? What stops you from praying? And thank God, the place has been loosening, it's been opening up now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Nehemiah was so concerned for Jerusalem, for the broken walls and the people that were impoverished over there. Number 6, you must have integrity. You must be passionate. You must be addicted to a life of integrity, truth, and verity. It is very, very important. If you do everything I've said from number 1 to 5, and you don't have integrity, truth is not in your life, enlargement will not come. No, it will not come. Are you understand what I'm saying? We must live a life where we walk in the fear of the Lord, where we walk in integrity. If you say 7, let your 7 be 7. If you say yes. Let your yes be yes. Be a person of integrity. Let your word carries weight. If your word carries weight, you will understand that God, if you a mortal person, can say yes, and your yes is yes, you can imagine the God Almighty. You will have more confidence in the God that you serve, that his word will not fail. You will have more confidence. So let your word be a word of truth. Let your lifestyle be that of integrity. We saw it in the life of, what was his name now? Daniel. Daniel was faithful, the Bible says. They find all ways to implicate Daniel. They couldn't find one thing in his office to implicate him. Then they said the only way we can implicate him is through the laws of his God. Let's formulate a law that will make him to go against his God. Of course, Daniel also refused to go against his God, and that's why they threw Daniel into the lion's den. But because he was faithful, because he was faithful, because he was faithful, God sent his angels and shut the mouth of the lions. Everything that is a lion, spiritual lion that is coming to attack you, they shall become lame in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
All because you are walking in integrity. You are walking in truth before the Lord your God. It is very, very important for you. Look at how Paul, the apostle, said it in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. He said, therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. Now, look at verse 2. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame. Everything that you know is a shame in your life, renounce it. Stop it. He said, we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. We don't handle the word of God deceitfully. This is especially this one, deceitfully now handling the word of God. For me, that is a pastor. Amen. If I choose to manipulate the word of God because I want to get something from you, that is a sin, iniquity of the highest order. Far be it from me that I would do that. I've not done it in 20, how many years now? This will be about 25 years. I've not done it, and I won't start now. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? But he said, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Please, people of God, let's have a turn around for truth to be in our life, in secret and in public. Look at this scripture. I want to really read this scripture for us. It will bless us. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. The Living English Translation. I like it better there. In the Living English Translation. This is what it says. He says, he will use every kind of evil deception to fool, talking about the devil, to fool those on their way to destruction because they refuse to love and accept the truth. Because they refuse to love and accept the truth. When people refuse to love and accept the truth, they go into destruction. They go into destruction. Did you see that? So we must deliberately walk in the fear of the Lord. Deliberately walk in the fear of the Lord. Let me tell you this. God is going to bless you tremendously. God is going to lift you high greatly. Amen. As he has promised, God will do it.
Amen.
But listen to me. Not because God is sympathizing with you, but because you are walking according to his precept, according to his word, and the fear of the Lord is one of his precepts. The fear of the Lord is one of his precepts. And finally, number 7. Be addicted to a life of prompt obedience. Prompt, not just obedience, but prompt obedience. Prompt obedience. Abraham is our perfect example when it comes to prompt obedience. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Abraham Get out of your country, out of your kindred, from your family, from your clan. The Bible says, after God finished speaking with Abraham, so Abraham departed. Verse 4. Immediately Abraham departed. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Abraham, Genesis chapter 17. Abraham, circumcise all your men, including yourself. Circumcise everyone. Now, there has never been circumcision on the earth before this time. The Bible said that same day, Abraham took knife and circumcised himself and every male child. Somebody say prompt obedience.
Prompt obedience.
When you are prompt to obey God, God is prompt to bless you. When you are prompt to do God's will, God is prompt to enlarge your coast. He will enlarge your coast in Jesus' name.
Amen.
He will enlarge your coast in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please, be a friend of God, and enlargement will be the result of it. Rise up to your feet here tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory to God. Just before we take the communion, you are listening to this message and you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord. I want to introduce you to this wonderful person called Jesus. I want to introduce you to this addiction that has no side effect. If you want to receive him as your Lord and your personal Savior, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and you are heavy with laden. You are loaded with a lot of cares. He said, come unto me, I will give you rest. If that's your desire tonight, today, I want to pray with you. Pray this prayer after me. Say,
dear Lord Jesus,
today,
I believe you.
I believe you died for me. And you rose up again the third day to set me free from sin. Thank you, Jesus. I receive you into my heart. Father, thank you for saving me. I am saved. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask that your hand will be upon your son. Continually, O God. Your hand will be upon your daughter. Their salvation shall last. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I'm asking for the spirit of addiction to come upon them for the kingdom, for your word, for the name of Jesus, for holiness. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, bring out your communion. Let's take the communion. What do you desire tonight? What do you desire to see in your life? What do you want God to accomplish in your life? Listen to me. This communion is to make us more like Jesus. When we take the communion, it is written. It says, you shall live by me. You shall live by me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Are you understanding what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Listen to me, people of God. It's very, very important. Very, very important that you know that this communion is not just bread and drink. It is the flesh and the blood of Jesus. It is carrying a mystery that you and I cannot comprehend. All we need to do is simply obey. Now, listen to me. It will flush out everything that is of the devil. And it will entrench everything that is God that you desire according to your faith. Now, lift up your voice and speak to the Lord before we take this communion. Speak to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Speak to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Something is happening in the realm of the spirit right now. Something is happening in the realm of the spirit. This is your moment. This is your time. Ne entioko fashana mande glepero dazizia afelonga fasatia menantosh ko brakita sasiante eklo fesatala inoge basetwa teke preto sasia mana zosia menaketosh una klepito clavata. Come on, talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father. Right now, this table here and every table that is set wherever we are gathered right now, I bless in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I bless in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you partake in it, you are partaking of the flesh and the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
You are partaking of the flesh and the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Go ahead and take it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Somebody begin to appreciate God. Come on, somebody begin to appreciate God.
Hallelujah.